Your most powerful, unique value proposition usually lies in the ordinary parts of your background and your experiences. The key is having the self-awareness to identify and to proudly own what sets you apart. Because I can promise you, there's something distinctly unique that you alone can bring to this industry. You just have to find it. Hey, I'm Maria Hedian, a former corporate professional turned CEO and fashion career educator. At 15, I decided I was going to be in the fashion industry and set out to find my path, no matter what that took. With zero industry context, I worked job after job, some of them completely unpaid, in order to find my way into this exclusive industry. Knowing the hardships of getting into the fashion industry firsthand, I took 20 plus years of personal experiences and turned them into tools to help you turn your passion into confidence and your dreams into reality. Join me each week as we discuss all of your career questions and identify behind-the-scenes industry strategies and techniques. Every episode is designed to help you take immediate action that will take your fashion career to the next level. Together, we will make your fashion career dreams a reality. This is Into the Fashion Industry. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Into the Fashion Industry Career Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Hedian, and today we're going to be talking about your unique value proposition and how creating a strong one can absolutely change the way that you write your resumes, your cover letters, and even how you go on interviews. When I first started out in this industry, social media didn't exist the way that it does today. The landscape, especially for jobs, looked completely different. The one thing that hasn't changed, though, is the need for aspiring fashion professionals to really differentiate themselves and communicate their value in powerful and, most importantly, authentic ways. As someone who's mentored many early career professionals over the years, I have seen firsthand how challenging it can be to stand out in this highly competitive industry, especially when you're first starting out. Now, I quickly want to share a story about one of my former students, Olivia, just to give you context and a brief example of what we're going to be talking about. Olivia had always been passionate about the fashion industry, but she came from a pretty conventional background without any real industry connections or experience to speak of. When she graduated, she was eager to land that dream fashion job, but she kept getting rejected interview after interview. She was frustrated and, more than anything, confused. Olivia couldn't understand why she couldn't make it past the first round of interviews when she did everything right. She would meticulously create resumes that checked all the boxes: good GPA, relevant coursework, a few internships. But during interviews, she found herself stumbling, giving the same generic answers as every other hopeful candidate trying to get that same role. When Olivia came to me, I really took the time to dig into what made her unique. I saw the information on her resume, but it didn't give me a full picture of who she is and where her skills truly lie. Olivia grew up in a small town, the daughter of hardworking parents who owned a local boutique. From a young age, she learned the ins and outs of retail operations, customer service, and most importantly, building meaningful connections with the community. This grounded, relationship-oriented perspective turned out to be a major asset for her. We worked together to reframe Olivia's experiences through that lens. On her resume, she highlighted how she spearheaded community outreach initiatives and used her deep empathy to deliver personalized shopping experiences. In job interviews, she started to speak passionately about wanting to bring that heartfelt, personalized touch to the often impersonal world of fashion. The results were amazing. Olivia's unique background and problem-solving abilities resonated with hiring managers in a way that generic skill sets simply could not. After a few interviews with this newfound way of thinking, speaking, and approaching her unique value proposition, Olivia ended up getting herself her very first entry-level role, where her ability to create these connections with customers made her an invaluable asset. So, what exactly is this unique value proposition that I keep mentioning? Well, in simple terms, it's that special, hard-to-replicate combination of skills, experiences, traits, and perspectives that allow you to solve an employer's problems better than anyone else. It's not just about your talents on paper, but your entire personal and professional journey up to this point in your career and, realistically, in your life. Your most powerful, unique value proposition usually lies in the ordinary parts of your background and your experiences. The key is having the self-awareness to identify and to proudly own what sets you apart. Because I can promise you, there's something distinctly unique that you alone can bring to this industry. You just have to find it. Identifying and really leaning into your unique value proposition is such an important step when you're looking to stand out among the competition of fashion applicants for those highly coveted roles that you're applying to. But how do you figure out what yours is? Well, my friend, that's exactly what we'll be uncovering in today's episode together. A great first step to understanding your unique value proposition is taking the time to do some serious self-reflection. For this, I actually have my students work through a series of exercises that helps them develop that all-important self-awareness. The first step is taking a thorough inventory of your proudest accomplishments and your experiences so far, both inside and outside of the classroom or even the workforce. Think about projects that you've poured your heart into, challenges that you've overcome, or recognition that you've received. What are you most passionate about, and what specific skills or perspectives did you contribute? Remember that it's not just about listing facts and figures, but instead really reflecting on what made these achievements meaningful and memorable to you. Another insightful exercise is asking for honest feedback from your peers, your mentors, and even former managers. Ask them what they see as your unique strengths, your talents, or your personal qualities. You may be surprised by the outside perspectives that emerge from this request. Their observations can help shine a light on aspects of yourself that you may have overlooked or hadn't even considered. Finally, don't be afraid to get a bit more scientific with personality and strength assessments. Consider tools like the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, which dives into your personality type and can provide valuable insights for leadership development, career coaching, and decision making. For those of you that are interested in taking this assessment, I'll add the link to the show notes. Similarly, the StrengthsFinder quiz can help uncover and nurture your innate talents. By gaining a deeper understanding of yourself through these assessments, you'll be better equipped to leverage your unique strengths and navigate your career path with confidence. Now, for those of you that want to take this quiz, it'll also be in the show notes for easy reference. Now, the key with all of these self-reflection exercises is to really develop a heightened sense of self-awareness. What truly motivates you? Where do your authenticity and expertise intersect? Answering those questions will give you the solid foundation to then identify and understand your unique value proposition a little better. From there, consider your real-world experiences that set you apart. Maybe you honed your communication skills through leading group projects in college, showing your ability to collaborate effectively. Or maybe you developed problem-solving skills while working part-time at a customer service job, where you had to quickly address issues and find solutions on the spot. Discovering your unique value proposition is about recognizing the diverse range of experiences and qualities that make you stand out and ultimately that make you who you are. It might be a specialized technical skill that you've mastered, a unique career experience that broadened your outlook, a natural personal attribute, or even a blend of strengths and influences. The crucial step is expressing it in a clear and convincing manner that not only resonates with others, but also sets you apart from the competition. So how do you effectively leverage your unique value proposition on your resume and during crucial job interviews? First, think about what sets you apart from others in your field. For example, if you're aiming for a project management position, you could showcase your organizational skills and attention to detail by quantifying the successful completion of a project, specifying details like whether there were tight deadlines or any budget constraints. During interviews, use storytelling to illustrate exactly how your unique skills and your experiences made an impact in previous roles. For example, if you're discussing your leadership abilities, talk about a time when you stepped up to lead a project and successfully motivated team members to achieve positive results by reaching your team's goal. Make it visual and tangible for them. By incorporating these personalized examples into your resume and during your interviews, you're basically communicating your value proposition, which then helps hiring managers visualize how you would add value to their team and their company. I want you to remember the most important thing as you're working towards standing out in these interviews. And that is that they should always, always, always be a two-way conversation where you get to ask insightful questions as well. So now for the million-dollar question. How do you create a powerful, unique value proposition that helps you truly stand out? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Let's go over step by step what you need to do in order to create a strong one that speaks to your individuality and to your experiences. First, thoroughly research the company and the role that you're interested in applying to. I mean, we're doing that anyway, hopefully, right? So let's say you're targeting a marketing position. In your research, you might discover that the company is looking to increase their visibility amongst a younger demographic. And you'd realize this by a recent product launch or simply by paying attention to their current content. In this scenario, your unique value proposition could be your deep understanding of social media trends among young consumers, gained through managing your own successful blog or creating engaging content on platforms like TikTok that have been shown to cater to a younger demographic. By aligning your UVP with the company's need to reach a younger audience, you can showcase how you'll make a meaningful impact from day one. This approach demonstrates how your research and your understanding of the employer's challenges can shape your unique value proposition and make you a really compelling candidate for the role. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is this. Try to avoid generic responses during your interviews. Instead of using cliches like, "I'm a team player," or "I'm great with time management," dive deeper into what truly sets you apart. For instance, consider how your background, your skills, or even your interests offer a fresh perspective or a different approach to the role. During a mock interview with a student aspiring to be a stylist, she initially gave standard answers about her passion for the fashion industry and her creativity. After asking her a few questions to help her dive a little deeper, she mentioned that she also studied improv comedy, something she never thought to bring up because it didn't seem relevant to her fashion stylist goals. With this new information, we explored how she could leverage a unique perspective of using styling as a storytelling medium, much in the same way that she did with improv, to differentiate herself in a crowded industry. Through our discussions, she gained a new understanding of how her background could transform the narrative of her career aspirations and ultimately of her resume. Armed with this insight, she felt so much more confident in her interviews, knowing that she had a unique perspective to share and a value proposition that set her apart from other candidates. In the end, your unique value proposition is your ticket to making a lasting impact and gaining a competitive edge that's truly one of a kind. It'll help you position yourself as a proactive problem solver or someone who just doesn't fit a role but transforms it into different opportunities. These are the hires that brands compete with each other to secure. Now, if you take nothing else from this episode, let it be this. Remember to constantly reflect on and refine your unique strengths. Embrace what makes you stand out, fearlessly showcasing your unconventional experiences and your identity in unexpected ways within your field. It's this genuine authenticity that's going to set you apart from the crowd and lead you towards your career goals. Before we wrap up, let's quickly summarize the essential steps to developing and showcasing your unique value proposition. First, engage in deep self-reflection by assessing your strengths, gaining outside perspectives, and identifying your core motivations. Don't be afraid to get introspective. Next, pinpoint the specific experiences, skills, and traits that make your journey uniquely yours. What sets you apart from others in this industry? Then, master the art of communicating your unique value proposition clearly and convincingly in your resume, in your cover letters, during interviews, or any other professional interactions. Use vivid examples to illustrate your value in action. By following these steps and confidently owning your unique traits and experiences, you'll instantly set yourself apart and become that much more memorable to hiring managers. This will help you unlock opportunities that perfectly align to your talents and your goals. So have faith in yourself and trust the process, my sweet friend. You've got this. If you found this episode helpful, or if you know someone who can use all the help they can get when it comes to their fashion career or the content we covered here today, please share this episode with them. Grab the link, text it to a friend, or better yet, I'd love for you to share it on social. For fashion career resources, including free downloadables, fashion event opportunities, and industry guides, head over to mariahedian.com. Be sure to follow me at Into the Fashion Industry on Instagram and at Fashion Career Mentor on TikTok. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Into the Fashion Industry. I'll be back next time with more insights, helping you get closer to your career goals, one lesson at a time. Bye for now.